teammate alleges Leah Thomas intentionally lost a female trans swimmer. By Paul Bois on January 19, 2022. A teammate of famed transgender upend swimmer Leah Thomas, a man living as a woman, claims that he recently colluded with another transgender swimmer to lose a race for optics. Earlier this month, after a string of victories put him on a path to winning the championship, Leah Thomas inexplicably lost to Yale transgender swimmer Isaac Hennig at upend's try meet with the Yale and Dartmouth swim teams. Hennig is a biological woman currently transitioning to live as a man. And though she had her breasts removed, she reportedly delayed hormone treatments to compete in women's swimming before graduation. Speaking on condition of anonymity, a teammate of Thomas claims that the two colluded with each other as a way to hit back at anti-trans critics. Leah Thomas, left, Will Thomas, right. Penn Athletics / Facebook. Looking at Leah's time, I don't think she was trying, the Penn swimmer told OutKick. I know they're friends, and I know they were talking before the meet. I think she let her win to prove the point that, OC, a female to male beat me. I can't say for sure, but I wouldn't be shocked if I found out that was 100% true, the teammate added. The teammate recalled saying to a friend during one of the races that Thomas did not appear to be trying. I was on deck and said to a friend, she's literally not trying. You could just tell, the teammate said. It was blatantly obvious. I was watching the 200 free, and she was literally keeping pace with the other girls. You can tell when someone is dying, and they're swimming slow, the swimmer added. You can also tell when someone is not trying. And I could see, in the 200 freestyle, that Leah was not trying. Writing for the New York Times last June, Isaac Hennig said she delayed hormone treatment so that her boyhood would not alter her ability to compete with women. As a student athlete, coming out as a trans guy put me in a weird position. I could start hormones to align more with myself. Or wait, transition socially and keep competing on a women's swim team. I decided on the latter, Hennig wrote. I value my contributions to the team and recognize that my boyhood doesn't hinge on whether there's more or less testosterone running through my veins, Hennig continued. At least, that's what I'll try to remember when I put on the women's swimsuit for the competition and am reminded of a self I no longer feel attached to. Leah Thomas, who previously competed for the upend men's team for three seasons as Will Thomas, became a controversial figure late last year when he dominated the competition at the Akron Zippy Invitational, smashing university records and pool records when he won the 1,650 race by a whopping 38 seconds over his teammate. Some female swimmers lamented that Thomas began boasting about the ease of his victory following the competition. That was so easy. I was cruising, a female swimmer reported Thomas as saying. At least I'm still number one in the country,